She was the image of my fantasies, yeah. Long hair, purple eyes, and two big pointy ears, the dwarven nails on me. Maybe you as well, girl, hopefully. Now I didn't expect what I heard next. Made my head spin so fast, it'd break next. She said,
"Hey, bitch, what's up? You're the kind of girl that could give me the good long suck, and I don't need first name basis. Maybe we could pass it to each other on the third and fourth bases."
Well, what the hell? She caught my mind fucked like Galadriel.
And I can see that we're thirsty. Call it intuition, but it ain't just our glasses that sturdy.
And I was brought or carried upstairs, and I was thinking about asking it for three hairs, yeah. So here's a little secret to this. Elves are great to recognize lewdness. Exactly what you're doing, but how far ahead did you plan all of the screwing?
Cut that pussy shit, get up on that pussy, bitch. Call me mistress like you know that you're working it.
Yes, miss.
Put the collar on and pose. One bitch boy and two elf hoes.
Well, what the hell? We got this far, so we might as well. And things were getting kinda kinky, essentially the content of a henkama doujinshi. Imagine the scene. Three bodies all together, me in between, yeah. Pressing up against my body.
Hold up.
That's a little bigger than I was expecting. Which one of us are you using that on?
We're shameless.
I love it all. You might think I'm kinda crass, but baby, you can kiss my ass.
We're shameless.
Stacy's mom can join in too. You gotta love those MILFs, man. If you're into it, just be into it.
We don't kink shame, no. We don't kink shame, no. We don't kink shame, no. If you're into it, just be into it. We don't kink shame, no. We don't kink shame, no. We don't kink shame, no. If you're into it, just be into it. We don't kink shame, no. We don't kink shame.
Say I'm sorry for liking lewd elf girls and futanari. Yeah.
You ready to go again, kiddo?
Yes, indeed I am.
Oh, boy.